Well, everybody's keeping a watchful eye on Hurricane Lee, and joining us now with the latest on the storm is our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Rob, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Very unusual to have a hurricane aiming at the Gulf of Maine as Lee is right now.
So is that the latest with the storm? What is the latest with the storm overall?
Overall, it's about 375 miles south of Nantucket, moving toward the north-northeast at 18 miles an hour. So it's heading in our general direction, though it's going to stay offshore. It's a powerful storm with 80-mile-an-hour winds, and it's expanding, broadening, and that always happens when a tropical storm, a hurricane, moves up toward our coastal waters. The tropical characteristics start to change into more of an extratropical storm. We expect that to happen as it makes landfall, and we're looking at pretty good consensus on that landfall in the Bay of Fundy in Nova Scotia later tomorrow morning. But we have the unusual prospect, Dan, of this North Atlantic Ocean. It's been, 10 days or more now that this was once was a major hurricane. It's been pushing all this water right up into the Gulf of Maine, a fairly confined area, and a lot of that sloshing is going to be coming along our coastline later tonight and tomorrow.
So we're still going to get some blowback from this. How bad do you think it will be for us?
You really have to look at the two worlds that we live in right here on the South Shore. You know, if you're talking about making a trip to Newton tomorrow or heading over to Brockton, the Metro South area, yeah, it'll be breezy. You may see a few tree branches down. There's an isolated threat of a localized power outage with some wind gusts to 30 and 40 miles an hour. It'll rain for a few hours, starting after midnight into the first part of tomorrow morning. That's about it. However, the other world is along our coastline, on the edge of the Gulf of Maine, Massachusetts Bay, Cape Cod Bay. And again, we're talking about a tremendous amount of water surging ahead of Hurricane Lee. So several things to consider. First and foremost is the wave action causing rip currents. You don't want to be anywhere in the water with those kinds of currents. It can be a real disaster right through today and through tomorrow in the weekend. Secondly, of course, is the storm surge. It looks to be on the order of 2 feet, perhaps as much as 3 feet. Now, we don't have an astronomically high tide. It's kind of a middle tide between spring and neap tides now, but that surge will be on top of the astronomical tide. The biggest concern, Dan, the height of these breaking waves. Now, they're 40 to 50 feet. That's higher than most houses here on the South Shore right now near the center of the storm. As you get away from the center of the storm, the waves diminish, but there'll be 15, even 20-foot waves out in Georgia's Bank and not that far offshore. Some of those waves could break along the South Shore's coastal area, the seawall in Marshfield, brand new, other structures, other beaches. So there'll be considerable beach erosion. And again, it just depends on whether any of those really big waves, but there'll be 6, 8, 10-foot waves in any case as the storm goes by tomorrow morning. So it's the coastline that's the big concern here.
And I imagine with that there's flooding concerns, and it sounds like from what you're telling me, quite likely some property damage.
Exactly. It really does depend on just where the waves ride on top of the astronomical tide and the storm surge. Proximity to the coast, the concern is with property damage and coastal flooding. We have a coastal flood advisory up starting late tonight, the high tide just after midnight, and going through 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
So as you said, we're going to probably start seeing the worst of this, did you say, around midnight tonight?
That's when the rain will move in. First on the Cape, it'll move up. The real heavy rain will be just offshore in bands. But again, this is a transformation in the atmosphere. And you can think of it as the difference between a gas-powered car and an electric-powered car. I mean, they both look like cars, and they get you where you want to go. But if you lift the hood, you've got a very different engine. So a tropical storm gets its energy from the heat of the ocean by evaporating that heat. And right now that's changing dramatically as it moves in farther north latitudes. An extratropical storm gets its energy from the difference in the air mass. So a very big transformation will be taking place very close by. And that makes, those big bands of rain very difficult to pin down exactly. If you get in one of them, it'll be an inch, 2 inches of rain in a matter of an hour or two. Otherwise, you may not see a drop of rain, especially farther to the west. And that's going to be late tonight after midnight from the Cape, moving on to the South Shore toward Boston through tomorrow morning.
All right, Rob. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely.